In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Who's gonna play first, Jed Wills or Nick Chubb? You're thinking about it, aren't you?
It's gotta be Wills, right?
You'd think.
What happened?
I don't know.
This is a contract year, after all.
Yeah.
So you just trying to put one game on tape?
I don't know. Trying to do the old Trey Lance. I'm good. We'll see.
His agents convince him you just need one game. You just need one game. Doesn't even matter who.
He's going to make sure he's healthy for the game of his life and then go, ready to hit free agency. This Browns, is your problem, not mine.
The Browns don't believe in me. I have a chip on my shoulder.
It's always how it goes. Then they got Kadarius Toney on the practice squad, and he sat out practice yesterday with a minor injury.
Yeah, banged up already.
He looked... They showed a picture of him. Someone had a picture of him on the sidelines. And he had a towel over his head, and he's looking about the entire campus. And he had this look of like, boy, life comes at me fast, doesn't it? First round pick, and now I'm a practice squad player here. Like that,
in, just, in record
and that was
20, time.
What, 2021 was when he was drafted by the Giants?
And really the only reason he's a practice squad player at all is because he was a first-round pick.
I mean,
had he been a fifth-round pick that year, he's out of the league.
A lot of people have said a lot of things about Stephon Diggs over the last couple of years, but it's like, you know what? Stephon Diggs is still really, really good. He's been one of the best wide receivers in the NFL during his time. That guy was a fifth-round pick. And there's guys like that, and then there's guys like, you know, Kadarius Toney, Corey Coleman. It's a very inexact science. It's a very inexact thing.
They all look great at pro days, man.
Yep.
All these receivers look so good.
Man, alive. Tone, we have a game on Sunday. Do you want to go to Dave in Macedonia first, or do you want me to say what I'm about to say?
Say what you're going to say, and then we can do that.
All right. We have a game on Sunday. If Deshaun Watson struggles in that game, then you have a chance to win it, or you believe you have a chance to win it. Would you pull him for Jameis Winston? 216-474-0092.
Okay, just go to Dave in Macedonia, then.
You don't think what? You wanted to talk about it?
Two games in? We're already talking?
Two games in.
Not even two games in. You're saying one game and.
I'm not. All right. You're going to pay me out to say, because I'm asking you a question. I didn't give my answer yet. That's not how this is going to work. What's your answer?
No, I'm not pulling him. If the game is competitive and you're trying to win the game,
well, let's see.
And you have him in a situation where he's trying to bring the team from behind. He's had a terrible game up to that point.
Yeah.
But it's still in reach, right? Well, still one or two possessions.
Well, let's see if Dave in Macedonia can talk me into making the decision to pull him. Dave, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hi, boys. Realistically, I was going to just say KC and Cleveland in the ALCS. But moving toward the Browns. Yeah, moving toward the Browns. When did the San Diego Sandman come on the payroll? When did he come on the payroll for the Browns?
Is that what you're called, Paulie Modesta?
Yeah.
You had a call like that on Monday, and now you've totally redeemed yourself.
I thought a Sandman from ECW, and I'm going, I don't think he's from San Diego. What are we doing here? It's been a while.
You think that first conversation was, hi, Paul, can you help us? We don't really know what the hell we're doing. So can you stand by? Absolutely not. We can't watch this for 16 games, can we? We can't watch.
I don't know if you will, but you can.
Of it all. I'm talking about the performance of it all.
I said, I don't know if you will, but you can. Yeah.
I can't watch it.
Okay. So I know. Well, I know where you stand on this issue, Dave. So I have to ask you the question so you're on record. if he struggled on Sunday, even though it's week two, and you had a chance to win the ball game, would you pull him?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I knew what he was going to answer, but I had.
Yeah,
to.
I mean, think about it. The more he plays poorly, for whatever reason, the worse it is for the club, and not only on the field, but this is a team sport. Guy, did you see what Flacco, how he rallied us? I don't want to use that comparison, but it's fresh. He rallied us. The team was certainly rallied. Even the coach was rallied. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Well, this is why, Dave. Well, what were you going to say that you couldn't believe? Go ahead and say it real quick.
I feel bad for Stefanski, and I don't believe I'm saying this because I hold a little bit of animosity toward the decision they made, but because he's got to stand on the podium and we're getting ready for Jacksonville. We're locked in. No, you're not.
Okay. Well, Dave.
No, you're not.
Dave, and thank you very much for the call. All right. Yeah, I asked Dave that question because people are looking at Joe Flacco like he's a superhero. What Joe Flacco did, and I said this towards the end of the show yesterday, you didn't disagree with me. And I brought this up on TV later in the day. What Joe Flacco did is he played within the system. Deshaun Watson of 2020 is not coming back. He's not there anymore. So he needs to trust these coaches. He needs to trust himself and his smarts to play within the system. And no, you can't sit there and go heavy tight ends. Hell, you don't even have enough tight ends. You can't go heavy every set, but you have to find something there that it's going to protect him and not let him see ghosts, not let him run away, and get back to the basics of it. That's what you're trying to do. The old running around, making something out of nothing, that's done. That's done. Because he's running himself into trouble. He's holding on to the ball. This is no excuse for the offensive line. They were bad on Sunday. I mean, we're 4 days out, and I'm still talking about the offensive line. And guys, I love Joel Bitonio. It was a rough day at the office. I love Joel, and I like him personally a lot. Everybody knows that. It was a rough day at the office for Joel.
There's been like a handful of times over the last 5 years you've gotten that.
It's a rough, it was a rough day. But because of his history, I'm not going to sit there and press panic buttons, but it was not the greatest day for our friend. That's not to excuse the offensive line play. But I can't have him making it worse, holding onto the ball, or just bailing out, or trying to run around the pocket like I saw him do a couple of times, which is not the way you go about things. That was one of the biggest knocks on Michael Penix coming out of college. Like, whoa, that's why you need still a little bit of time, because he has to trust, which was a good offensive line, to step up and step out instead of trying to go around, because you'll get caught trying to run around like Deshaun did back on Sunday. I'm still not going to remove him from play. If the game is winnable and he struggles, I know once I go through that door, I've taken all this week, it's been a distraction. They've had camera crews out there doing live shots over the last couple of days, and we all know why. There's a tremendous distraction going on. What you would do is you would basically do the equivalent of taking an M80 and throwing it in a refrigerator right there in your kitchen. If you were to put the backup quarterback in, because it tells you you no longer trust your quarterback, who you are still on the hook for an ungodly amount of money. And then when you have all this, you are going to fan the flames. I don't care, guys. It's still too early in the season. If he throws 5 interceptions, I would still keep him out there. I mean, that's how pivotal this is. That's how touchy this situation is right now. As much as people don't want to see him because he struggled and whatever, I can't remove him from the game. I couldn't do it. You have to convince me to do it. 216-474-0092. I will be open-minded about it. Lima, you and I are lockstep on this. You guys coming up, would you remove Watson from the game Sunday if he struggled to try to win?
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.